Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. A man fell from a tree on the Kenmure Golf Course yesterday in Asheville. The Hendersonville Times News says the man, who is 28 years old, fell 40 feet. The Mission Hospital medical helicopter Mama airlifted the man to a trauma center. His condition and identity are not known at this time. The Brevard City Council and Transylvania County Commissioners will hold a joint meeting on Monday. The purpose of that meeting will be to discuss the draft Pisgah Forest Community Zoning Ordinance. Action may or may not be taken at the meeting. The joint meeting starts at 7 p.m. in the Rogow Room of the Transylvania County Library. It is open to the public. The Waynesville Mountaineer says the Western North Carolina Regional Livestock Center is one step closer to reality. A groundbreaking ceremony was held last Thursday at the site in Canton. It's located off Newfound Road on an old landfill site. It's a project that has been in the works for years after a study found there is a need for a large-scale livestock market in Western North Carolina. The Haywood Economic Development Commission requested and received funds from the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund Commission to conduct the feasibility study, which confirmed the need. The Hendersonville Times News says there'll be some changes made to the local tailgate market this year. Brittany Whitmire, the marketing director for the Tailgate Association, says a lot of growth over the last 2 years has led the organizers to tweak the rules and change the location. She says there are now over 100 vendors, and the new space will be in the parking lot behind Comporium. If you want to be a vendor, Whitmire says you need to fill out an application. Local tailgate organizers are looking for locally produced meats and produce. Vendors with homemade arts and crafts are still welcome, but no flea market or rummage sale items will be allowed. The market opens April 17th and runs through October 30th. We'll have Brevard College basketball on the radio for you tonight as they travel to play at Carson Newman. A tip-off's expected right around 6 o'clock with Jim Stewart calling the shots. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.